Armadoxy for today. How many? In the early 1960s, Bob Dylan wrote and sang a beautiful song which also became an anthem for an era and a generation. In Blowing in the Wind, Dylan asks a series of questions, beginning with, how many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? The answer is Blowing in the Wind is the answer to each of these questions. It is a folk song where the poetic words rhyme with the contemplative melody. One question in particular strikes us today. How many times must a cannonball fly before they're forever banned? Over the last few days, the Middle East has once again exploded into a hotbed of military action.
Hamas attacks Israel.
Israel sounds the alarm for retaliation. World powers are lining, choosing sides. Still fresh in our minds is the cowardly barbarism we witnessed in Nagorno-Karabakh and the takeover of lands by Azerbaijan. The war in Ukraine continues to the attention of the world and lesser-known hotspots, particularly in Darfur, Sudan, and the Congo, get the same treatment as does Armenia, with interest mostly to their people. Ironically, we can only wish that they were hurling cannonballs at one another. The art of war has escalated so far that annihilation of cities, countries, and the threat of harm to our world makes the answer even more meaningful. The answer is blowing in the wind, a wind carrying debris, the stench of death, and nuclear fallout. On the business front, the retail giant Amazon is having a two-day sale this week, trying to beat other retailers before Black Friday next month. An assortment of products from electronics to housewares are going at reduced prices. I'm reminded of another one of many voices of the 1960s, John Lennon, who once observed, if everyone demanded peace instead of another television set, then there'd be peace. Could the answer be as simple as that? That we merely must want it and therefore demand it? Certainly we're seeing Amazon rake in millions of dollars selling second, third, or fourth television sets to people who demand it. Why are we not treating peace as something we want and therefore demand? We have turned over the rights to geo-governance and determination to politicians and so-called leaders who have betrayed our confidence, to say it politely. In these Armadoxy lessons, I brought to you the message of Jesus Christ, which the Armenian Church has followed for centuries. It is simple. God has endowed each and every one of us with the ability to create our story. Our eyes are placed before us, not behind us. Look forward. Drop the victim mentality and the other goals that keep you swimming in stagnant waters. In Jesus' words, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. The answer is with us. It always has been. I share with you today the words to this song, Blowing in the Wind. How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? And how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? And how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? And how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Apostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.